The Department of Transportation has an ambitious new goal for the fuel efficiency of cars and light trucks. The Big Apple is the big guinea pig for an EPA water security initiative, and GAO says Mexico is sending America its dirty water. Earth Day has come and gone. It's April 25th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
Transportation Secretary Mary Peters used Earth Day on Tuesday to propose a 25% increase in fuel efficiency standards over the next 5 years for passenger vehicles and light trucks. Fuel efficiency standards for both passenger vehicles and light trucks would increase by 4.5% per year over the 5-year period, ending in 2015, exceeding the 3.3% baseline proposed by Congress last year, according to a press release from Peters' office. For passenger cars, the proposal would increase fuel economy from the current 27.5 miles per gallon to 35.7 miles per gallon by 2015. For light trucks, the proposal calls for an increase from 23.5 miles per gallon by 2010 to 28.6 miles per gallon in 2015. As required by Congress, the proposed rule allows for automakers to earn credits for an exceeding corporate average fuel economy or CAFE standards. EPA announced on Thursday that it is providing $12 million to New York City to help it develop and evaluate a drinking water contamination warning system for its drinking water supply. The pilot project, called the Water Security Initiative, is expected to have broad application for the nation's drinking water utilities. The agency said specific details about the system cannot be divulged for security reasons. The contamination warning system will be installed and evaluated by the city. It will involve online water quality monitoring, public health surveillance, sampling and analysis, enhanced security monitoring, and consumer complaint surveillance. Speaking at a City Hall ceremony with New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, EPA Administrator Stephen L. Johnson said the warning system is designed to be sustainable for long-term operation and will also improve water quality management. Coming up, the Government Accountability Office has a new report that says Mexico's dirty water could be contaminating Southern California. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The U.S. is blaming Mexico for polluted waters in Southern California. According to a report from the Government Accountability Office, for many years, the United States has been receiving untreated wastewater from our southern neighbors. The waste has been originating in Tijuana, Mexico, located only a few miles south of San Diego. The report said the waste entered the United States largely via the Tijuana River. GAO said Tijuana's sewage system does not have the capacity to treat all the city's wastewater, and some areas of the city are not connected to the sewer system. The city's higher elevation results in sewage flowing downhill into California and out to the Pacific Ocean, causing beach closures in Southern Cal. In the 1990s, the U.S. and Mexican sections of the International Boundary and Water Commission collaborated with EPA to address the problem by constructing South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant in San Ysidro, California. The plant provides primary treatment for 25 million gallons per day of Mexican wastewater since 1997. However, the part of the facility that would have provided secondary treatment, allowing the wastewater to meet Clean Water Act standards for discharge in the Pacific Ocean, was not constructed due to a lack of funding and legal challenges. As a result, GAO said, water discharged from the Mexican treatment plant is only partially treated and has never complied with U.S. standards. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.